Lesson 19. Track 32. Seaside Mystery. Part 8.
Well, that wasn't too bad, was it, Yoshiko?
No, the police were very kind, but I don't think they can help us very much.
No, not at the moment.
They think the men who took my money were just thieves, don't they?
Yes, but that is what we wanted them to think. This is the best way. I'm sure Peter is right.
I hope so, but I am very worried about Mrs. King.
I know you are, but perhaps she knows more about all this than you think.
You don't think she is part of it, do you? I don't believe it. She really is a nice, kind woman.
Well, it is a bit strange to find that man waiting for us, don't you think?
I don't know. I wish that I could understand what is going on.
Of course, we all do. Anyway, here's your house. Will you be long? Do you want me to come in with you?
Yes, please, Carlos. I feel a bit frightened.
Come on, then.
That's funny.
What?
The door is open. I'm sure I closed it when we left.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no! Someone has been here! What a mess! Oh, look! All the cupboards are open, and there's stuff all over the floor. Oh, poor Mrs. King.
What about your room, Yoshiko?
Oh, dear. I don't want to look.
Oh, come on, Yoshiko. We need to see what has happened. Where's your room?
Up here, at the top of the stairs. I locked it. I know I did.
Yes, your door is still locked.
Let's just look inside. Thank goodness! Everything's okay in here.
What's that? I heard something.
There's somebody running down the stairs! Quick!
Don't go, Yoshiko. Look out of the window. See who it is.
It's a man. I'm not sure, but I think it could be Harry King. He looks like the man I saw at the beach.
Mrs. King's son? Are you sure? Why has he done this to his mother's house?
I think he was looking for something. All the drawers are open, but I don't think he has taken anything. What can he be looking for?
Money, I expect.
Yes. I suppose so, but Mrs. King doesn't have any money. That is why she asked us to bring her some.
You're right. It's very strange. I'll call Peter and tell him and see what he thinks.
I don't want to stay here, Carlos. I want to go now.
Okay. Get your things then. And don't forget your swimming costume and your sunglasses for tomorrow.
All right. Oh, there's the phone. Shall I answer it?
Let me. Where is it?
In the living room.
Wait here.
No, I'm coming with you.
Hello? Who is that?
Who was it?
I don't know. They heard my voice and put the phone down.
Dial ring back and see if there's a number.
1471. Okay. It says 0208-987-7654. That's a London number, isn't it?
Press 3 and then it will ring the number.
It's ringing.
Hello, Garden Hotel. Can I help you?
Excuse me, but did you just ring...
This is hotel reception here. I'm afraid I can't help you. We have 160 guests staying with us at the moment.
Sorry. Thanks. That's not much help. It was a hotel in London, I think.
Come on. Let's go to your place and inform Peter from there. I don't want to stay here any longer.
You're right. I don't feel safe either. Let's go.
This is the end of Stage 4. Published and copyright The Reader's Digest, 2004.